being open to what is. This meditation on being open to what is an opportunity to practice respect for our own experience, both inner and outer. When we don't like or don't approve of what is happening in the moment, there's often a tightening, a hardening, a freezing of opinion and our bodies as we take a stand against what is arising. This is a physical, emotional, and intellectual expression of aggression, an example of disrespect. Respect at the root means to look again. That is to remain open, to assume a non-aggressive posture toward the experience that we're having in the moment. Such a posture will allow flexibility of response to what is really required of us in the moment. You could say that it is about our capacity to be responsible. Ideally, this practice is done standing. While this is a short track, you will experience some physical challenge in remaining standing, or you might. So if you find the challenge too much, please feel free to do this practice in a sitting posture or to begin standing in front of your chair or cushion and to take your seat when the time feels right for you, showing yourself self-respect and being responsible for your own experience. Begin by taking a stand. Not against anything, but in your life in this moment. A particular posture influenced from martial arts is a model for a way of standing that can reflect an open, flexible, respectful approach to your experience. Begin with feet together at the start, arms at your side. Bring weight onto one leg. Lift the opposite one and step to the side so that your feet are now under your hips, settled and balanced. And lifting arms out in front of you while bending your knees. And lowering your arms so the hands are extended in front of the hips, palms down. Fingers extended but relaxed. And simultaneously then straighten your knees until they are just ever so slightly bent. And straightening the spine, feeling into uprightness, into standing. Sensing into this posture, opening to the range of sensations in the body, with a willingness to look again, to make any small or large adjustments required for ease and balance. Eyes closed, if that's possible, and sensing your feet on the floor, feeling the weight of your body and your feet, perhaps all four corners of your feet. Sensing any tightness in your lower legs, knees, thighs and hamstrings, hips and lower back. The spine rising up, shoulders open, chest open. Perhaps there's a feeling of your heart opening, of some vulnerability to the imperfection and beauty, aggression and non-aggression of moment-to-moment experience. Breathing. Sensing with your next inhalation your neck and your head. Spine rising up, chin tucked in so the gaze is downward, whether eyes are open or closed. Finding ease and openness simply in this standing. Aware perhaps of how this ease and openness offers infinite flexibility of response. Aware of how this posture complements or conflicts with thoughts and emotions in this moment. Opening to the experience of yourself in the space of the environment just now. Is it limited to what's in front of you? Our bodies are designed so that our perceptual awareness faces forward. And we spend so much time leaning into the future and moving forward, possibly even with aggression. It may be the way we're built, with sense organs pointing forward, or it may be a habit that you experience what is before you more often than other perspectives. So can you bring yourself into 360 degrees of connection with what surrounds you, noticing up and down, left and right, back to front, being open to it all, expanding your response ability, your ability to respond. When you're ready, adding a focus on sounds to your experience, allowing whatever sounds arise to come to you without judgment or preference. Noticing that the sounds arise from all quarters, allowing the sounds to help you remain open to the full 360-degree experience of standing. Noticing what closes you down. What shuts the valve of your experience? Thought, emotion, body sensations. As much as possible, then, working to reopen the valve when you find it closing. Finding a way to respect your experience, to look again. Now tuning in to your eyes behind your eyelids. What are they doing? Are they still? Or are they trying to look? Tuning in to the eyelids, feeling their weight, maintaining contact with the sensation of their weight as you raise them. Noticing now that the visible world has entered your experience. Opening to that. Seeing anew. How does seeing affect your posture? How does seeing affect your breathing? Being open and allowing whatever minute adjustments need to be made to stay open, to remain in a responsible, flexible posture in this moment. When it feels right to you, slowly raising your gaze, opening to the sense of the full environment. seeing or sensing peripherally the 360 degrees in which you stand. Aware of moments of shutting down. Aware of thoughts and feelings that arise that make openness difficult. Accepting the struggle as your experience. Showing respect by assuming responsibility for your own experience. As the standing meditation comes to an end, making a choice to end your practice or to continue with a sitting or lying down meditation. Maintaining the sense of openness, of respecting your experience, of respecting the experience that you've been developing.